No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The NBA Finals have ended and the OKC Thunder have won the NBA Championship. But how does that affect our Chicago Bulls? Well, starting today, the Chicago Bulls can sign Josh Giddey officially to a contract extension if they decide to do so. We're going to have a primer of the NBA offseason for the Chicago Bulls on today's episode and dive a little bit into the mailbag. We're going to do all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. So we're gonna look at the offseason and a couple of important dates, where the Bulls stand in the offseason, as well as like what could happen for this. We're gonna talk about a couple of targets that are out there reportedly for the Chicago Bulls in free agency. We talked a little bit about the trade scenarios, but we're gonna look at that. So the Bulls now have between now, as soon as the NBA Finals ended, till June 30th. To negotiate with their own free agents. You know, when you look at the Bulls free agents, it includes, of course, Josh Giddey, Trey Jones, Talen Horton-Tucker, Emmanuel Miller, and EJ Liddell, right? Those are the players that the Bulls have right now out on the free agent market. Javon Carter does have a player option. He's likely to pick up that option when it comes down to it. The Chicago Bulls sit right now $46 million beneath the luxury tax. That's what they have to play with, right? They have access to their non-tax payer mid-level exception, which is worth $14.41 million. They have a biannual exception of $5 million as well. And, of course, they can sign players to the vet minimum and second-round pick exceptions as well to re-sign any second-round picks as well when it comes down to it. The Bulls also have at their disposal a $17 million trade exception and another $2.9 million trade exception. So they have roughly about $20 million in trade exceptions that they can factor in if they do want to trade a player and absorb that player into that trade exception without having to match the salaries exactly. That's what they have. But when you look at it, the first thing, order of business for the Bulls, is likely going to be Josh Giddey's contract extension. Josh Giddey does have, I believe, a camp back in Australia at the end of July, I believe. So I would not be surprised if, you know, this deal gets done sooner rather than later. I would not be surprised, to be 100% honest with you, if we get the deal announced in the next couple of days, right? Even before the draft, it may happen. Now, they may want to wait till the draft, but I would not be surprised if it happens at the draft. Now, the reason why they may want until the draft, Josh Giddey's cap hold is $25 million. He's expected to sign for $30 million. So if the Bulls are doing any type of trade, once he signs an official deal, it takes a little bit of money off their books. So if they want a little bit of flexibility there, they can go ahead and make a trade or anything at the draft. So they may want to maintain that flexibility. But I fully expect Josh Giddey's deal to probably get done before the draft, in my opinion. But again, it could not be. We got two more days until the NBA draft. We'll see what happens there. 5 days until the opening of free agency, where The Bulls have typically liked to announce their contract extensions and work on those between during the negotiating period and before the official start of free agency. So that's probably where you're going to get it, right? I think after that, the thing that the Bulls are definitely looking at is looking at the expiring contracts that they have. I've talked a lot about it. The Bulls have 8 players on expiring deals next year. When you look at some of the bigger ones, it's, of course, Nikola Vucevic, Zach Collins, Kevin Huerter. Those guys are on expiring deals. When you look at it, Javon Carter is going to be an expiring deal as well. That plays a part into it. And then other than that, you have Dalen Terry, Julian Phillips, Javon, I already mentioned Javon Carter, Ayo Dosunmu, right? And Zach Collins as well, if I didn't mention Zach Collins. So you have those players that are all on expiring deals this year, and the Bulls have some flexibility. Now, if you look at the expiring deals, I don't know what they're going to do with Dalen, so I'm not going to act like I know that. Dalen is in a unique place that I think he's perfectly set up to take a wait-and-see approach. Julian Phillips, I think they're going to pick up his fourth-year option, so take him off the board as well. So when it comes down to it, you're really looking at Vooch, Ayo Dosunmu, Zach Collins, Kevin Huerter, Javon Carter, and Kobe White. Those are the guys that you're trying to, you know, figure out what the future is going to be for those guys and what they're going to be. Those are basically your biggest trade chips if you decide to move off of each one of those guys. Kobe and Ayo, of course, are the ones that most Bulls fans are looking at, trying to figure out what the Bulls are going to do with the future of those guys. Are they going to, you know, extend them? If they do, it's more than likely to come in unrestricted free agency this time next year. So you may just not hear very much on them going forward for a while. But the Bulls have some flexibility. And then, like I've said many times before, this is the most flexible that the Bulls have been in years, right? They have all of their first-round picks outright. So from now into perpetuity, I believe you can trade first-round picks 7 years out. So they have all of those first-round picks available if they decide to do something, which gives them that. They have $45 million beneath the luxury tax this year. They're going into next offseason right now shaped up to have about, you know, 160-ish million in regards to cap space. But again, that's not considering the Josh Giddey aspect. What happens with Kobe? What happens with Ayo? What happens with Julian Phillips and Dalen Terry? So you got some things there. But the Bulls sit in a really good place. And I think that this offseason is going to go, you know, pretty quickly for the Bulls, right? I think that as far as in regards to some of their own players, I think you're going to figure out very early on what's going on with Josh Giddey, what that contract number is going to look like. The draft is going to happen either before or after that. We're going to know who we're taking in the first and the second round, have the Bulls moved up. And then that's going to allow when they get into the free agency part to focus on a couple of things, right? To focus on how do they want to use the space that they have, their exceptions, their taxpayer exception, their trade exceptions, right? Even if they just use those, the veteran minimum exceptions, the biannual exceptions, that still gives the Bulls about $40 million in spending power, even if they just use those things, right? So that's not even talking about like making a trade where you're sending out and matching salary. So you're not using a trade exception, which maintains that where you can use that flexibility later in the year. The Bulls have tend to keep their biannual exception in case they do buyout signing. So do not expect them to use the biannual exception. Pretty safe in saying that you're probably going to see them hold on to that part of it, use that if they decide to go after a buyout candidate, which they could very well do depending on how well this team looks. With the injury to Tyrese Halliburton that happened, unfortunately, in Game 7, the East is even more wide open now. You got Boston that's going to be without Jason Tatum. You got Milwaukee that doesn't have Dame, but reportedly they're going to be very aggressive this offseason. So you have that. You have those teams that are going to be good. The Indiana Pacers now not having Tyrese, which they're still a deep team. I still expect that team to be competitive in the East, but it's definitely weaker. The Cavs, unless they do something funky here, are pretty much going to have their same roster as well. They're still going to be a very deep team also. So you're just looking at those things, but this could be a season where the Bulls very well could try to make a move in the Eastern Conference and could see it. I know that AK talked about the patience in the summer of 26 when they have cap space, but with the way things are shaping up right now, it doesn't seem like that free agency is going to maybe be what people once thought it would be. So the Bulls may very well go in and basically use their expiring contracts to absorb longer term salary now, and then they forego the free agency of summer of 26, which could be an issue there. So, you know, we shall see. But with Boston and Indiana definitely going into next season weaker, those are two of your top 4 seeds in the Eastern Conference. The Cavs are relatively stay the same. The Knicks, we don't know what they're doing with their coaching situation. They could get even better. The Pistons, who were the 6th seed, they're, you know, they take their more young players take a step up. Jaden Ivey stays healthy. They can definitely take a step up. The Magic have already made a big move as well. They were the 7th seed. And so that now leaves Miami, Atlanta, Chicago, Toronto as well, the Philadelphia 76ers. Those teams are going to all be competing to try to fill that void in different ways. Of course, the Orlando Magic are the most ready to fill that void left by, like, the Boston Celtics. But, you know, we'll see where the Bulls end up shaping out at. But I think this free agency, I get it. We've heard a lot of talks about this person, that person, this person. It's probably going to go a little bit more straightforward. But with that said, let's talk about one of those targets. Jake Fisher came out on the Stein line and talked about this when it came to Jonathan Kuminga and the Bulls' interest in Kuminga, saying this, that the most likely outcome for Kuminga is that he remains in Golden State and is set to become a restricted free agent. He would also go on to say that that the Bulls have had interest in Jonathan Kuminga over the past 2 years and have had trade discussions on him. Now, here's the thing of this, hearing this actually made me feel like it's less likely to happen. And here's why. I know people are going to say, well, Hayes, if they had trade talks for 2 years, why do you feel it's less likely to happen now? This is why. The Bulls, if they would have had discussions for 2 years, right, that means that the Golden State Warriors have been in win-now mode for those 2 years, right, which means that either they are more so valuing getting veterans back, or they're looking at, all right, bet, by the end of this run with Steph, Dre, now Jimmy Butler, which they didn't have before, we want to have a stash of draft picks so we can start recouping this thing, right? Keep in mind, the Chicago Bulls, before they made the Zach LaVine trade, they couldn't move their either 2025 or 2026 picks because they didn't know which one would convey to the San Antonio Spurs, right? And so that means that the Bulls were already at most offering picks out to 2028 because they couldn't offer 2027 either because you didn't know where the protections lie. So that means the Bulls are probably offering the 2028 pick, which they already would have had, right? So they've already, the picks that they could offer the Golden State Warriors are picks that would have already been there. The Bulls had better win now pieces, right? When you're talking about a team in the Warriors that want to win now, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Alex Caruso, Andre Drummond, those are players that the Bulls had over the last 2 years that the Bulls could have included that are more win now pieces for the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors weren't interested in that, right? Nikola Vucevic is still here and could definitely still be looked at as a win now piece. But again, he's been here.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
So we'll see what happens with that. We've also talked about how a Jonathan Kuminga and Nikola Vucevic sign and trade is a little bit difficult to kind of maneuver in there, right? But it's possible. Let me say that. It's possible, but it's a little bit more difficult to maneuver. So unless all of a sudden the Golden State Warriors are more prioritizing the Bulls' future picks, or unless it is like a Kobe White involved in it, which I don't necessarily see the Bulls doing, but hey, maybe I could be wrong on that. But hearing that the Bulls have been technically swirling around Jonathan Kuminga for 2 years and haven't been able to get it done, looking at what the Warriors would typically want right now based off this 2-year window they have with Jimmy, Dre, and Steph, I don't necessarily see this deal happening. But again, that's not to crap on it. Maybe they've been talking for so long that eventually they just do it. So we'll see what happens there. But as long as with that as well, another candidate that's been brought up as well is Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Now, this got brought back up here recently by Jake Fisher in regards to it. And he said this: the Bulls and Hawks are two Eastern Conference teams labeled as potential destinations for Alexander Walker. While being labeled as potential destinations doesn't mean the Bulls or Hawks, for that matter, have any legitimate interest in offering Alexander Walker a contract this summer, it's still a notable development to see the Bulls mentioned as a plausible destination. So, Nickeil Alexander Walker, I do think that while we've talked about the big trades, the Jalen Greens that didn't happen, the Jonathan Kuminga's, which I don't think is going to happen. You know, all those type of things. The RJ Barrett, which I just don't think is a good deal for the Bulls. I think that adding some more defensive firepower to your team, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, considering that you do have your full mid-level exception at $14 million, I do think that that is kind of a more likely and reasonable contract that the Bulls and target for the Bulls to have this offseason. I think in adding now, if you have Nickeil Alexander-Walker and Ayo Dosunmu coming off the bench, you have a nice defensive 1-2 punch that can play out on that wing. You know how important that is in the NBA as well. And, you know, not to say that they're just defense. They both offer some. Nickeil Alexander-Walker is a really solid shooter. Ayo Dosunmu, we know what he does in transition. We know when he goes into attack mode, he can be an offensive firepower weapon for you as well. So those are things to kind of look at when this comes down to it, right? I think overall is that we're going to see, while a lot of talk, and now the talk is going to have a chance to clear. There are going to be a lot of other teams making deals now that the Kevin Durant deal has become a thing. You know, and reportedly the Suns are planning on keeping Jalen Green as well. So that's off the board now. I think that we're going to get back to what we kind of expected this to be for the Bulls this offseason. That's a pretty straightforward offseason with making some strategic fit type additions to this team. And then if the Bulls do decide to use their expiring contracts, you may see something bigger happen with those. But I think it's going to be a pretty straightforward offseason for the Bulls, but we shall see. Do the Bulls trade back into this draft? I think that's going to be one of the first questions to look out for, is either before or after the Bulls draft at number 12. Watch that. Watch out for the movement. See what happens there, because I do think there could be a little bit more movement than what some people were expecting. So we'll see what happens when it comes down to that. Should be a very exciting offseason, even though it's going to be pretty straightforward, but we'll see how things go. With that said, we got a few voicemails that I want to get into. Overflow from last weekend. Y'all were calling in last weekend. So let's go ahead and get into it, man. This first one, this one's from Vikram.
Yeah, so I think AK with this contract extension and Mark Eversley are kind of finding a nice medium between being competitive and satisfying the owners, keeping the sales up, and actually building an interesting team, because you can always get value in a draft. And AK is realizing the talent that's really in the NBA that isn't being utilized to its full potential. And that's why we're seeing things like Josh Giddey for Alex Caruso, or Jalen Green being like possibly rerouted to Chicago. I don't know if you saw that. I think it was a rumor, but like, because the Bulls are a third team, they could be the team that gets Jalen Green. And like Kuminga, they've been linked to Kuminga, and like all these different talents that are really good, but they aren't being utilized to their full potential. And I think AK analyzing the fact that with this new CBA, if you want to be competitive, you can't just throw money out there. You have to be slow, but also to satisfy the owners, get people in seats, you also got to be competitive. And I think that by not tanking all the time, he's actually building a good foundation. Because another point, I think, like, especially with all these new teams that are becoming like the best in the league, like the Bucks with Giannis, who was a 15th overall pick, Shea, 12th pick, J-Dub, 12th pick, or something like that, Halle, 12th, and Pascal, 27th. He's realizing that you don't need a tank to do good, and I think you touched on this in the past, but in my eyes, I think that's the way to go, because, like, all these, like, top picks, Ace Bailey, we're seeing, like, he's having his little rumblings, like, his agent's being kind of weird. Like, you know, like, I just feel like going the safe approach with, like, getting in, building good relationships with your players and trying to find their talents, he's building a culture, and we're seeing it happen. Yeah, let me know what you think.
Going the safe approach and team building, I think that's probably what we're going to see, right? And that's kind of what I was talking about in the first segment of the show. I think you're going to see a pretty straightforward, just going after some solid team building moves for the Bulls. And like you said, like OKC, Indiana, those are two teams that really were perfect examples of building with a vision, building organically, taking your time, looking at strategic moves, a mix between trades, draft selections, free agent signings, all those things played a part into it. Even so far as to getting some players that maybe didn't live up to what their prior teams had hoped they were going to be. So You know, I do think that that is the team building approach that is most likely for this Bulls front office. Doesn't mean that that's necessarily how they're going to go, but I do think that is the most likely scenario for this Bulls team. We just got to see what's going to happen. But I think that you're spot on with how AK is going to view this. I think a lot of teams around the NBA, keep in mind, both these teams don't pay the luxury tax either, that we're in the finals this year. So, and to avoid that, you just got to be smart. Like, it's not required to pay the luxury tax to be a great team in the NBA. But if you're not going to throw money at things, that means you have to be smart in the deals that you do, the deals that you pass up, taking advantage of your expiring contracts. These are all things that we hope the Chicago Bulls are going to do this season. So let's hope so. All right, let's get into this next one, man. This one's from Shay.
What's up, Hayes? Look, I'm kind of torn. Look, I know we need a center, and I still stand by we should draft one with the 12th overall pick, but that's not what I'm here to call in about. I'm calling in about, I'm torn between who we should pick between Cedric Howard or Drake Powell. Don't get me wrong. I understand that Cedric can score. But, I mean, the defense that Drake Powell is bringing, man, it reminds me of a, not just Yonjun Butler, but, like, just a little bit of that Lonnie Brewer, like that lockdown defensive type of. And I know we got those already in Daylon Terry and Julia Phillips, but I feel like the way he gets after them defensive end, and he's much younger, we could do a lot of more development with him. And I feel like Drake Powell, with his ability to catch and shoot, fits with Josh Giddey much more. And I don't even know, I would love Cedric Howard, and I wouldn't be mad if we drafted either one of them, but I'm a little bit torn between the two. Which one would you pick? That's what I'm calling in next. But hey, if we draft either or, I still think we need that center. I wouldn't be upset. Anyway, so much to say. Peace.
Cedric Howard or Drake Powell? If those are the two players, all right, so we're saying that if the Bulls have zeroed in on Cedric Howard or Drake Powell, which one of the two would I take? Man, it's really hard not to take Cedric Howard, and I've seen more and more kind of doubt around Howard pop up in the comment section lately, and let me be clear, I understand why, right? Because he's a player that, he was a mid-major, you don't really look at those as players that, the great players come out of that. I think had he transferred to Duke and had a really good year there, people would come around. He's older as well as a prospect, but there's something about Cedric Howard that I think at minimum the floor is very high. And I think maybe that's how I look at it between these two players, is where do I see the floor going to be? Because if you strike out and they don't hit the high potential that you see for him, how still productive are they on your team? And I look at Cedric Howard as a catch and shooter, an on-ball defender, an off-ball defender, a guy who can get steals. I see that being a very big role for him in the NBA, even if he doesn't hit this crazy upside that people now see in him. So I would probably say Cedric Howard in that specific scenario. That's where I'd go Cedric Howard, and because I think that the floor is higher there. But like you said, I hope that the Bulls go center here. I think this is a good year to go center. I think now, though, with the Phoenix Suns owning number 10, that they're probably going to go big. I don't think Kaman makes it past them, so to say. So, you know, we'll see what happens with the Bulls and who they go after in this draft. But, you know, we'll know in two more days. So we'll see what happens there. But that's my time for today, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullscentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.